Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today I'm really excited because we're going to take a closer look into how the Life of Jesus Christ Bible videos produced by the church are helping its viewers and listeners develop a deeper understanding of the life and teachings of the Savior. So to kick it all off, I'd like to very first share a clip from a talk given by President Henry B. Eyring from the December 2011 Christmas devotional when the production of these videos was very first announced. So go ahead and listen into that.
The First Presidency has also authorized the creation of a facility in the deserts of Utah in which scenes from the Savior's ministry could be recreated and filmed. The objective in that effort has been to remain true to the scriptural text, like the scriptures, which these short films follow faithfully. They may seem to you quiet. Your faith and the Holy Ghost will create the emotion these world-changing events deserve. The church has nearly 50 such video vignettes in the editing stage. They will be placed on an internet website to be available without charge. They will be a free gift to all from the First Presidency.
Now, since that announcement 3 years ago, nearly 100 Bible videos have been published by the church to help viewers from all faiths better understand the New Testament and draw closer to Jesus Christ. These videos are available online at BibleVideos.org. That is BibleVideos.org. And also right here on Mormon Channel and on the iOS and Android mobile apps. So pretty much you have access to it from multiple sources. There's no excuse not to check these powerful videos out. And the Bible videos are really having an impact on viewers around the world. One viewer said, "I am serving a senior mission in Rome, Italy, and watching these is the highlight of my late night entertainment. We love talking about them with our members and suggest they use them with their non-member family and friends. I know these videos were inspired, and they will be another tool to teach people to come unto Christ." Well, today we are going to hear from a small handful of individuals who have been influenced as a result of viewing these videos. So first we will hear stories of how the Bible videos have strengthened viewers' testimonies of Christ. This first one is from Kathy Borges from Santan Valley, Arizona.
"I serve in the LDS La Palma Branch Prison Ministry to strengthen women who are seeking hope. These videos help me to come unto Christ, and I'm able to share what I learned and how my testimony of my Savior has brought me hope. Most of these women have never been taught about Christ, and they do not know what the atonement is. They weep as we share this message of our Savior and His love for them. I have witnessed despair turn to hope."
Up next is Cheryl Sotero from Fort Scott, Kansas.
"I think the Bible videos have helped me have a better understanding of Jesus Christ. They bring life to the Bible. Because of my better understanding of Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father, I was able to convert back in August and turn my life around."
Jared Vivas from Paris, France said, "Watching the Bible videos gave me an opportunity to grow closer to God. It has not only helped me build a stronger testimony, but it has also given me more faith to continue following Christ in His footsteps and to become a better person than I was yesterday. Thank you for helping me build a stronger testimony." Well, next we'll hear about how the Bible videos are helping viewers to better understand the New Testament. Here is Aaron Curtis from Hawaii.
There's a couple of things. Number one, my family has really enjoyed using the Bible videos in our family home evening and our scripture study, and they've been a great treasure, especially helping the scriptures come alive to our younger children, and they enjoy watching them a lot. But another story that I just wanted to share with you that was kind of novel is I was visiting with another friend. We had a potluck over at their church, and he's a volunteer pastor at a church down the highway from us, and they're Christian. And he was talking about, I told him I was a member of the Mormon church, and he said, we brought up the Bible videos, and he said he uses these Bible videos sometimes in his sermons that he gives at his church. He says, I love the production quality. I love the Bible videos, and especially the way that they follow the King James Version, and for him and his faith, that was really important to him. And he said it helped bring his sermons alive. I sat there and I thought, I'd never imagined watching these Bible videos that they could be useful to someone outside of the church, but that really these videos are a treasure to all sorts of people of other faiths within the Christian community. So I'm really grateful that the church has put these materials together.
Up next, some insight from Freddie Jukes from Draper, Utah.
My husband and I love the Bible videos. We use them regularly in our discussions as a senior couple serving in both England and Canada on our missions. They are a wonderful tool to bring in the Spirit before or during a lesson. They teach so much about our Savior Jesus Christ and His ways and teachings. I personally love them because they help me to want to pattern my life after His as I watch each one of them.
And here is Natalie Robison from Murray, Utah.
When I watch the Bible videos, I am completely enveloped in the Spirit. Now, when I read from the New Testament, I can actually envision what was happening, and my understanding has risen to a whole new level.
Well, we're going to now hear about how the Bible videos are creating spiritual experiences for individuals, families, and children. Catherine Paxman from Mapleton, Utah, had this to say.
The sweetest thing about Christmas this year for me, and the thing that I truly looked forward to each evening of the month of December, was to get together with my family and read scripture verses from our 24-day Christmas verse countdown. And then we would watch a correlating Bible video or listen to correlating Christmas music for Mormon Channel. And I felt like our love and our appreciation for the Savior went to a whole new level.
And Jasmine Ledesma said, there's this video called Jesus Declares, I am the light of the world. The truth shall make you free. I watched that video many times before I went to work early in the mornings. And during those times, I felt like I was a different person. I was more Christ-like. Those were probably the best moments of my 19 years of life. I felt like I was converted again. Kyle Southard from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, shared, the Book of Mormon and the videos, both from the Mormon Channel and other sources, have aided in getting my sobriety back after 15 years of substance abuse. By the grace of God and the fellowship of my peers, I'm thinking from a different place, my heart. And now we're going to hear about how the Bible videos are inspiring viewers to share them with others. Here is Aaron Kelsey from Burlington, Massachusetts.
What I truly love about the Bible videos is how I felt the Spirit. And watching them one day, I even received an answer to a prayer in regards to a spiritual experience I had involving the Savior himself. The Bible video where Jesus speaks about being the good shepherd and about the other sheep he has really inspired me to take my visiting teaching even more seriously by seeing the sisters that I visit teach as his sheep. My favorite Bible video is the one where Jesus invites the little children to come unto him. The reason it's my favorite is because it beautifully illustrates how he is always there and is never too busy for us. And I really enjoy watching the Bible videos as I feel that the actor who plays our beloved Savior, Jesus Christ, is just so worthy and so perfect for that very special role. And another thing, too, is that the Bible videos really helped me improve in my church calling in teaching Relief Society. I even used some of them as follow-ups to some of my lessons as well, too. And I've adapted the teaching style, especially the object lessons as well. So the Bible videos are a great blessing to me. and I do enjoy them very much.
And Phil Lamy Jr. said, I've been viewing these since their inception. I appreciate how the Savior is portrayed as confident and strong. Using only the King James Version as the script has let the Holy Spirit testify of the powerful life of the Savior and apostles. After viewing the videos during personal study, I have shared them with my family during family home evening, on Sundays after church, or any time I felt we needed to better feel the Spirit of the Lord in our home. I consider these videos to be a treasure. And to close, I wanted to share one final story that was particularly moving. This is from Judith Bolschwitz from Avondale, Arizona. My father, who was 91, was diagnosed with cancer toward the end of August last year. After a few weeks of treatment and appointments, my father decided that he would not fight the cancer, which was rapidly spreading. We knew that we only had weeks left with him. As my father spoke to our family, he asked us to stay cheerful and upbeat through the challenges that we would be facing. As obedient as I wanted to be to my father's wishes, I was having a difficult time staying positive and cheerful. My father was the emotional center of my family, and the thought of losing him was overwhelming. Then the Bible video, Be of Good Cheer, was released. I watched it with tears streaming down my face. I knew that the Savior was personally with my father, as well as the rest of my family, in such a difficult time. The thought that he would come and visit us, as he did Paul, gave me the courage to find a way to rise above my sorrow and find peace and joy through his love. The Savior did bless my family throughout the last weeks of my father's life with good cheer. Love, laughter, music, and gratitude filled our hearts and my father's home, even as my father left this world to be with the Savior. The understanding of the personal love of the Savior that was depicted through this video has continued to bless me with peace and good cheer as I now learn to live without my father. We hope that these stories have inspired you to take a moment to watch these videos and share them with your friends and family. And really, you never know what kind of life-changing impact one of these videos could have on someone's life, maybe your life today. Remember again that they are available online at BibleVideos.org and also right here on the Mormon Channel and also on YouTube, including the mobile apps. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.